one, two, yeah, yeah, hey, hey.
Get up with Claire and Sam.
Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is The Catch Up on Riverina's MIA Hit 99.7.
And Sam, over the weekend, or was it Friday or Saturday? I think it was Friday.
Yep.
Yeah. We saw something quite devastating kind of start hitting our social media pages.
Mm.
And that unfortunately was a mass killing over in New Zealand.
Yep.
Now, this is something that I don't care what country it's in. It's disgusting to see. It's just not on and it shouldn't happen. And unfortunately, this all happened at two Christchurch mosques.
Mm-hmm.
There were over 50 people that were shot dead in two separate mosques in Christchurch. 39 people still remain in hospital, including a four-year-old girl and a two-year-old boy. And New Zealand's PM, Jacinda Ardern, who I think is an absolute legend.
Oh, role model.
Yeah, for sure.
Everybody.
She's decided and she said the country's gun laws will change in response to this attack.
Isn't that great?
Mm.
Just straight away.
Yeah, instant.
Yeah, we're going to change them. If he was able to obtain these guns so easily and the power of the guns, she's like, yep, done. We're
done.
Changing
it. Yeah, exactly.
Trump, take note.
Mate. Now, she actually had a bit of a press conference talking about all this, and this is what she had to say as well.
39 people remain in hospital and an 11 in ICU. Those injured range from young children to the elderly. They include men, women and children, and they were among those who have been both killed and injured. Undoubtedly, New Zealanders will question how someone could have come to have been in possession of weapons of this nature. One of the issues we're facing is that the guns that were used in this case appear to have been modified. That is a challenge that police have been facing, and that's a challenge that we will look to address in changing our laws.
So it's fantastic to see that she is already instantly, pretty much, looking at their gun laws and looking at how they can stop this kind of thing from happening in the future. Now, she also said during that press conference that the guy who did this was not on any watch lists.
No.
He wasn't known to police by any means.
He could travel freely throughout the whole world.
He actually, I believe, was either a police officer or in some sort of law enforcement at one point as well.
Jeez. And unfortunately, we're not just, New Zealand's neighbours. We are tied to this much bigger because he was Australian. He's from Grafton, just up in New South Wales coast. And I feel sorry for that whole town because, you know, it's a quiet, quaint town. They've been through
Over the weekend.
Rough patches. Mm. But now as soon as you Google Grafton, it's not anything about the town. It's all about the shooting.
Yeah.
And they're going to be known for that for quite some time. So I feel sorry for the people in that town. Even some of his relatives that have just gone, this is not like her, his grandmother, his poor grandmother's just absolutely in shock that he has done this to so many innocent people.
Apparently the whole family was quite shocked about it all.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's really sad to see that this town is now going to be tainted and all the media attention they're now receiving, they're just wanting it to all go away and they feel completely guilty in some ways for what's happened also.
Yeah. It also turns out that he wrote a manifesto, which apparently is online and there's videos and stuff.
70 pages.
It's disgusting. I don't want to even look it up.
No.
But according to the latest, New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, she did actually, or her office was one of the 30 places that received this so-called manifesto written by the shooter, sent out 9 minutes before this attack. So, you know, even if they had a chance to kind of start to read it, they didn't know what they're in for.
But there was that. There was also, you know, a bit of conjecture that Brenton had multiple Facebook statuses and stuff over the last couple of years, videos and stuff of him actually saying that he's going to be doing things like this in the future. It just sucks that this wasn't picked up on at all.
Yeah.
So that I think our laws, once again, our security need to be looked into and, you know, everyone can take a leaf out of Jacinda Ardern's book and get a lot stricter on a lot of these things, no matter what race you are, no matter what colour you are, no matter what ethnicity.
No, none of that should matter at the end of the day.
No one should be killing other humans.
No, we, you know, our hearts and thoughts go out to those who lost someone. And we just hope that this isn't a regular occurrence. Like this is.
No, New Zealand's a beautiful country too. And now they've just had this tainted on them. It's not fair.
Exactly.
This is one of New Zealand's darkest days.
Mass shooting has been reported at a mosque.
Two mosques in
Christchurch.
Christchurch, New Zealand.
The Masjid Al-Noor Mosque.
A gunman has opened fire.
Gunning down men, women and children.
And I start bang, 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 and then and he shoot everywhere.
New Zealand authorities say the attack is unprecedented.
This is a real attack on our city and on New Zealand.
Clearly what has happened here is an extraordinary act of violence.
I want to offer my personal condolences to the nation of New Zealand.
Can I help you not to hurt anymore?
Witnesses told local TV they saw several people lying on the ground.
I heard the back sound. Gun?
People start rushing out, running out, and the doors close, and the guy turned on them and start shooting them.
We hear the shooting, and then people were running out.
When he came to the mosque inside, he was randomly shooting.
I could hear screaming and crying.
I saw my son and my wife crying and shouting, and I can't do anything.
Who cares if one more light goes out? Well, I do.
All across this nation, there are more tears here than bloodshed.
My sincere prayers and thoughts for those New Zealanders, indeed Australians of Islamic faith today.
Many of those who will have been directly affected by the shooting may be migrants to New Zealand. They have chosen to make New Zealand their home, and it is their home.
Islamophobia, this wrong attitude people have and believe towards Islam. We want to put the right message out there.
They are us. The person who has perpetuated this violence is not.
Who cares if one more light goes out? I do.
La morte, cobra, cobra.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up.
With Claire and Sam.
Buy swap cells. Yes. I love going on them. Like I'm almost always on them now because of. Sorry, I'm just looking at the Today Show and there's a fly, like one of those flying ants that keeps running over the camera.
Oh no!
Funniest thing in the world. Anyway,
wow. Yeah, okay.
Back to what we're talking about. So, buy swap sells. I'm on there all the time at the moment because I'm looking for baby things.
Yeah.
Trying to find some cheap deals and things like that.
13, 12, 16. If you're loading off any baby products, give us a call. Claire wants it all. She'll pay big bucks.
No, I've already got a whole heap of stuff, trust me. Yeah, but I am always just looking around.
Yeah, they're entertaining to look at anyway, even if you're not buying anything.
And even if you're not looking at the kids section, sometimes it's not the kids section that's hilarious. It's the adult stuff. No, yeah. I'm not talking like X-rated, but like mobile phones. Mate. I love the mobile phones. Shush you. I love them. No, X-rated stuff, buy, swap, sell secondhand would be gross.
Oh, wow.
Mobile phones. Phones are my favourite though because they're always like the dodgiest, brokenest phones, yeah. And people are like, they're like, I want $500. I'm not changing my price. And it's like, mate, the screen hasn't worked in 3 years.
Oh gosh, battery life would be non-existent.
Yeah,
too.
Exactly.
But yeah, what's happened with this latest buy swap sell post?
Is over in the UK, right? And a lady from Davenport has put up on their local buy swap sell some leftover Chinese.
Left as in like Chinese containers or what's going
on? No, like Chinese dinner, as in like she bought some takeaway. ate half of it and she didn't eat the rest and so she thought she'd sell it. So this is what it comes up as, right? This is on Facebook in the UK. Leftover Chinese, paid well over £39 for it.
You're getting
only
ripped off.
To be sat here for a few hours. Need gone ASAP, message me for dish info.
How much is she asking?
€5.
Done, sold. If she's paying over £39 for Chinese and she's only asking five, that's a bargain.
That is pretty expensive, hey.
The photo, she's got about five Chinese containers with another bag on top. Seems like a decent amount, but...
But two things. For starters, why would you not just post what it is there in the first place? Like what type of meals you got?
No,
people don't
want
to message you and be like, hey, what kind of Chinese did you get?
You know what? Yeah, good point. What's your second point?
Second point is the fact that this has been sat out for like
a few
God
hours.
Knows how long.
Literally said, sat here for a few hours.
Yeah, true.
Not even in the fridge. No. Then again, it's in England, so it could be cold.
Even then, though, like, you don't just leave takeaway food out. Eat half of it and be like, does someone else want it for $5?
You know what? Definitely hungover.
Oh,
she has to be.
Yeah,
she's
sure.
gone with that hungover mindset of going, oh, okay, I want all this Chinese food. I'm going to love it. She has one bite and she's full. She's done. Well, she wants to get rid of it.
On the original post, there were people who more than 30 times said, why don't you just freeze your leftovers?
Oh, smart.
Like everyone else does, rather than trying to sell it on to someone.
Absolutely.
She was not happy with that answer, though. Because she then threw in a little extra bit that she wrote. She said, serious buyers only, can deliver for a small fee.
What? What? Can't deliver for another, what, £5?
Need to walk my dog anyway, so let me know.
And obviously it has to be in the area.
So
this is bizarre. This is great.
I need to walk my dog, so I'll charge you a little bit extra so I can walk my dog to your house. Can you imagine, though, like, say that she was in Leeton, right, and we're in Griffith, and we were like, yeah, if you just want to walk it here.
You know what you didn't pick up on? She actually said can deliver for small free. She spelled
she meant fee
incorrectly. So she is having an absolute mare. Have we got an answer? Do we know if she sold her food?
No, she didn't. She didn't, I don't think.
Bummer. Very sad.
But it's made me think, what's the weirdest stuff you've seen on BuySwap sells? Because I know that there is a good variety of dodgy things on BuySwap sells.
Great idea. 13, 12, 16. What is the weirdest item you've seen on a BuySwap sell page?
What's the weirdest thing you've sold?
Yes.
Like, bought. I sold a beanbag the other day and four pillows.
That's a win.
It was free, but yeah, you know.
Good on you.
This is The Catch-Up with Claire and Sam.
And we've got a call. Luke from Wylong, or West Wylong, sorry. What have you seen on the good old buy, swap, sell pages?
Mate, you know how thongs come in pairs? Like, you wear thongs, one thong.
Because apparently you've got lots of use for that, right?
Well, no, it was one of those, you know those thongs that have a bottle opener underneath?
Oh, yeah.
It was one of those. So he was pitching it as a thong bottle opener rather than, you know, he just lost one of his thongs and wanted to offload it.
That's cheap and dodge.
I'm not going to lie, I keep thinking you're saying songs.
Oh, hey, Michael, thank you very much for your call.
Thanks, Michael.
All right, mate.
See you, Michael. Mates. Okay, well.
It was Luke.
Huh?
Was it Luke or Michael?
Oh.
We've called him both.
Yeah.
Sorry, mate.
But in saying that, Sam, it's not just thongs that come up as weird things. I've seen some strange stuff as well. Like, I've seen, like, half things before.
Wow.
Like,
half things.
Well, yeah, in the sense of, like,
the
you know
same
how,
as this guy.
Yeah, same kind of idea, like bottoms of a bikini or top of a bikini, but not the whole set.
Got it.
And things like that. People just give them away that way because they think it works. I don't know. But I can't believe the outrageous prices people want for things. That's my biggest gripe.
Yeah, that's your gripe. Yeah, I can tell, definitely.
Like, I give stuff away for free, and when I give it away for free, people are like, so it's definitely free, right?
Mm.
And I'm like, yes, I'm not charging you.
But before, you know, we were talking about money worries, people will try to get a coin wherever they can, which is fair enough. You've got to be innovative. You've got to get, you know, a bit of bang for your buck. Why
but like in this region, I get that we're regional, but everything's like top dollar price. Mm. My swap sells in Sydney. You pay $5 for something that you'd pay $70 for here.
Mm.
It's crazy. Crazy.
One more time.
Crazy.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up.
With Claire and Sam.
And Claire, he is the hero that we didn't know we needed.
I know, right? Complete hero.
Move over Spider-Man, move over Iron Man, even Thor.
Superman.
Even our local Thor. Superman's a big one. Yeah. Especially if we're playing their music.
Yeah.
It is... We'd like to present to you Egg Boy! Woo! There he is. He's flying across the cityscape here in Griffith. Not much cityscape. But, no, he is Egg Boy. His name is Will Connolly. He's a 17-year-old that has received an absolute outpouring across globe.
If you missed,
literal support.
If you missed what happened... He decided to egg a Senate. Oh, sorry, you were getting there. Okay.
I was building it up.
My bad.
Building it up. He did, yes, he did decide to smash an egg on the head of one of our most controversial politicians. I'm not even going to say his name. He can get stuffed. Queensland Senator, I will say it. Fraser Anning. He was down in Melbourne and he was doing a bit of a chat at a far-right rally.
It was some sort of gun rally, I believe.
Yeah, it was serious stuff. And good old Will Connolly, the 17-year-old legend, decided to sneak up the back of him, film it while he's doing it, one hand with an egg, smash it on his head, and then Fraser Anning decided to clip the boy around the ears, not once, but twice.
Yeah.
And I can understand once.
It
knee-jerk
got
reaction.
Hectic.
It did get very hectic. Then a bunch of other bogans jumped on him and tackled him to the ground, had him in headlocks. One of the guys that tackled him... He's a convicted criminal.
Really? Well, there was news reporters that were like, you need to get off his neck.
Yeah.
You need to get off him.
Otherwise, they're going to be charged.
Let him go. Yeah.
Later, he was arrested. Will was arrested, but he was released without charge. Ended up being a bit of a petition online to save his ass and raise him some money.
Yeah.
That's now at $30,000 people have raised from around the globe.
Is that the one that was like to pay his like court fees or something and then also to buy eggs?
Yes, exactly right. But now that he's released, he's got a lot of money to buy some eggs. But, you know, he's getting painted as an absolute hero. I'm a bit, I don't know. I'm on the fence with this one because what he did, you know, you can't fight fire with fire. Fraser Anning said, so Fraser Anning, he was the one that came under absolute fire after releasing a one-page anti-Muslim statement after the horrific Christchurch attack.
It was just
insensitive and it was the wrong time.
Wrong thing to say. Even ScoMo has said this is not the place to be airing this and that he shouldn't be in politics.
There's about 10 paragraphs on the page, right?
Yeah.
Probably one of them at the top, one of them at the bottom was saying that he feels sympathy for the people who have lost their lives. But then when you put in the word, however, you know it's not going to end well.
Yeah, no.
And I know there's people all around Australia that are, you know, in agreement with Fraser going, yes, we need to block them all away. We need to send them home. That's not the point. It's not that it's 99.999% of the Muslims aren't doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
Same as any other religion.
Well,
there's still people, there's still Christianity.
Jeez.
What's going on in the Catholic Church at the moment is disastrous.
I don't want to get into the religious side of things, but
it's absolutely not.
And this is the problem, is that we're bringing religion and politics together and they should never be put in the same category ever.
Yeah. But that's how, you know, the politicians can stand on their two feet by saying it is all involved. So not good at all. But, you know, this brings a bit of a joy and hope to people with Egg Boy.
Yeah.
Great name, by the way. And it's gotten to the point where some big artists, musical artists have said, you know what? Come to our concerts for free for the rest of your life.
So many musicians.
Hilltop Hoods, Wheatus have come out and just said you have free entry to any Hood show for the life, for life if you wish to come.
Like, so. I'm just having a quick look. Bob Evans, Joel Birch, The Living End Australia, a whole heap of others as well. Like, there's so many places he could go for free now.
Huge. Can we finish with what Egg Boy decided to say about egging politicians?
This is after he got out of jail.
Don't egg politicians. You get tackled by 30 bogans at the same time. I learnt the hard way.
There we go. At least he's doing a message out to the kids saying, okay, maybe don't do this. It was a bit silly. It was a bit silly. So, no, I guess, you know, from these tragedies, it seems to be bringing people together.
Yeah. And look, at the end of the day, as long as we're all uniting as one in the right way, it's all that really matters, right?
Right now.
Gotta get in.
Radio. That's great, man. That's personality.
The most popular entertainment show.
We all get hit. Gotta get.
Scoopla with Dean McCarthy, live in LA.
That is right. The sexy man joins us on the phone this morning. Morning, Dino.
Morning, Dean.
Good morning, guys. Hello, everyone.
Hey. Now, Paris Jackson, there's some news that's come out over the weekend that's a bit strange, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. There's two sides to this story. Here's what's happened. So I'm going to tell you what's being reported, and I'm going to tell you what Paris Jackson has to say for herself. First of all, apparently, according to reports, Paris Jackson was admitted to hospital for attempting to take her life over the weekend, which is very, very upsetting,
right.
Of course. You know, it's the wake of the, you know, very upsetting Leaving Neverland documentary.
Yeah.
Scene. You'll know what I'm talking about. However, today, Paris Jackson, what's not being reported is that she has denied the whole thing. She, on her social media, was like, this is all lies, 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 lies. It's not true. So, but that's not being reported. All that's being reported is the story about her. So there you go. Don't really know what the real story is.
Yeah.
She's denying it, though, even though apparently police were called.
I mean,
but police being called doesn't necessarily mean she was definitely put into a psych unit or anything like that, right?
Exactly. So there might have been a miscommunication between the police mole, because there must have been some mole telling TMZ, and what really happened.
It's funny how good news reporting is using sources such as the people involved. Yeah, they don't want to report on that.
Exactly.
Bizarre, mate.
Exactly.
Well, thank you for telling both sides of the story for that one. Now, it's still not looking good for Hollywood with the whole R. Kelly, not Hollywood, you know, music scene. R. Kelly has now allegedly involving the whole family, not just the daughters.
Oh, my goodness. This is what's being reported. Don't know if it's true or not, but he's adamantly denying it, that R. Kelly was also having an affair with Aaliyah's mother. Aaliyah is, of course, the woman that he married, and apparently, according to reports, she was very underage when they got married.
Jeez.
But apparently he was also having an affair with her own mother.
That's so crazy.
Oh, my God.
It's full on.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, I guess we'll...
Guys, if it's true, this guy's got some issues that I don't think he needs to go to prison. I think he needs to go to a psych ward at this stage.
We'll have to wait and see what happens with all that, hey?
Yeah.
Now, this one, Dino...
This is a bit lighthearted.
Yeah, this is a bit lighthearted, but not only that, I love this because we love the royals, right? And there are now apparently words being banned in the palace.
Yes, I love the roles as well. And this is hilarious. This is so, if you're ever going to go and meet the Queen, here's what you need to know. 7 words you're not allowed to use in Buckingham Palace. The first word is toilet. You can't say toilet. You have to call it a loo. Toilet is a derivative from a French word. Pardon is another word. You have to say sorry what.
Really? I would have thought pardon would have been the better word to use.
That's Ariana Grande's next song.
Pardon. I beg your pardon. No, apparently not.
Sorry what?
What is that, Mum? So couch is also banned. They are only sofas in the palace. Dessert is a banned word. Perfume is a banned word. You have to say scent. Probably because perfume is also a French derived word. Supper is a banned word. You have to say dinner. We say dinner in Australia anyway.
Yeah.
Americans love, I don't know, do Americans say supper?
Yeah, I think they do.
They don't say tea. When I say we're going to tea, which means dinner, they're like, what are you talking about? Why are you having tea? You're eating tea for dinner, leave. And then the final word is posh. You can't say the word posh the royal household.
Well, they probably don't want to be seen as posh, even though they are.
Actually, Dean.
Even though they're very posh.
Dean, we're just getting word. There's been two more names or two more words banned on this list.
Oh, yeah?
Thomas and Samantha. Are they on this list? Can you confirm?
Very much banned.
Yeah.
It's good that we're not talking about them for once. Well, sorry to bring it in.
Can I quickly say, except you brought it up. Can I quickly say, do they hate, like, the French over there or something? Like, why are we not allowed to use French words?
I think maybe they used to. I don't really know if they do now, but I think back in the day, you know, like in those old, they used to all have
Dean's our Hollywood reporter, not history reporter.
Yeah, true.
We can't ask too much. We'll go do our homework, Dean, and we'll chat to you tomorrow.
Yeah,
same
thanks,
time,
Dino.
Same place.
Bye, guys.
See you, Dino. He'll be joining us again after 7:30 tomorrow morning, right here on HIT.
We never asked what the penalties were for using those words. I'd be intrigued to
know. You probably just snobbed. Wonder if you can say that.
Snubbed. Or snobbed.
Snobbed.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah. I guess snubbed is a word too. I'd say snobbed.
Yes, fair enough.
This is The Catch Up
with Claire and Sam.
And Sam. Sam?
Sorry, I was having a nap.
Apparently. Friday was World Sleep Day.
Yes, it was. I've been sleeping ever since. Just woke up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right. But in honour of World Sleep Day, a study was done. A new research was released to show that a lot of us aren't getting enough.
Yep.
And it's not because of the things you think of. It's not just because, you know, you toss and turn because you're tired or...
Computer screens.
Yeah. They're not the actual cause, apparently.
Oh, this is damning.
New research has shown that 43% of Australians say personal finances keep them up at night.
Oh, wow. Okay.
43% of Australians. And 12% are counting sheep because of anxiety over the economy in general.
Oh, those sheep ain't cheap.
Now, I can understand that, housing prices and all the rest of it. If you own housing, if you do any of that stuff, sure, it kind of makes sense if you are a little bit worried.
Become overburdening easily.
Well, this is it. It's becoming, apparently, so. Now, 19% of people as well can't get to sleep because of work issues, according to this study.
Mm-hmm.
You don't sleep very well. Do you think any of these are your impact? Or?
No, that's the funny thing. I'm in this 57% for the money issues and the other 81% for work issues. I don't worry about either of those things. I don't really worry. My mind just goes on a tangent and makes up weird stuff.
That's called worrying.
But it's not. I'm not worrying. It's more anxiety than worry.
Well, that's what they're saying, though, is anxiety and worry are what keep people up. So it's anxiety over the economy or anxiety over things
in
general.
My issues are I suddenly put myself in a shark attack situation or something.
Okay, really bizarre.
Yeah.
This is definitely not what I'm talking about here then.
Else.
Yeah. So estimated 10.9 million Australians though have some sort of sleep issue each month.
Wow.
So you're part of that 10.9 million. And 4.8 million struggle with multiple nights each week not sleeping.
Yep. Fair call.
Now, apparently most people don't remedy the situation. They just deal with it.
Yeah. Get used to it.
I know that.
Toughen up. It's not a good way to do it.
You say that, but you come in some mornings, you're like, I'm so tired. I know that you've tried a few different things to try and help you sleep better.
Yeah, I listen to music every night.
And do you reckon it helps you?
Yeah, because my mind focuses on the music rather than the thoughts in my head.
Well, they're saying that pharmaceutical and herbal remedies are not the only way to improve sleep. So research suggests daily routine changes, such as... See if you can do this. Go to bed and get up at the same time every day.
Yeah, do that pretty much.
Yeah? Like to the dot, though.
Oh, okay. Nah, varies from between 8 to 9:30.
Yeah, okay. This one's pretty well known. Create a relaxing environment with minimal technology, comfortable temperature, let yourself naturally fall.
Yeah. I turn off all my lights. I've got a lamp on in my room after probably 6 o'clock. I don't shower with the light on either.
Yeah, okay.
I like to have everything dark and it calms my mind.
Well, that's the other thing is they're saying unwind before bed, take a relaxing bath, a warm drink, lavender oil, don't use technology. Like really, it's like calming a baby.
I was going to say, this is quite sensual. This is, you know, you're loving yourself, aren't you?
Yeah, exactly. Don't use stimulants and caffeine intakes in the morning, which is, you know. And the last thing is don't have a heavy meal just before bedtime. So if you're going to eat a big meal, have it a few hours before at least.
Yeah, good. Yeah, definitely. But hang on. Go back one step there. Mm. Rewind. Did you say no coffee in the morning?
Yeah, I know. Hey, that's why I'm like, mate.
Sorry, but need it.
Yeah. I don't think most of the population will agree with that one.
Nah, we're gonna continue just to put up with it.
I want to see, though, if you change your bedtime to be the exact same time, your get up time exactly the same time every day, if it'll fix your sleep issues.
Claire, I am late to everything. That's not happening.
This is The Catch Up with Claire and Sam.
We've been speaking about this situation in New South Wales, at least, for quite some time. I'm talking about pill testing at festivals. Now, obviously, Gladys Berejiklian's come out quite a few times and very unsupportive of pill testing. There have been, obviously, a number of deaths over the past few years
at festivals. Yeah.
And so she says, kids just don't do it.
No tolerance policy. Yeah.
Obviously, we've got these new laws in as well that they're trying to bring in with festivals, but no one knows what the laws are exactly.
Just making pretty much funding police presence and that type of thing.
Yeah.
And then having certain grades for festivals, high risk, low risk, medium risk to
But they're not releasing
more money.
All the details of what that means if you're a high risk or a low risk.
And
or
they're not consulting with... You know, the festival.
No, they refuse to.
Mm.
But as much as all this is happening in New South Wales a lot, Tasmania has a winter festival that's coming up very soon. It's called Dark Mofo.
What's Mofo mean?
We can't say that word on air. Dark Mother.
Yeah.
Think of what F would mean.
Yeah.
Anyway, so.
It's a cool festival. And I guess places like Tasmania and ACT seem to be leading the charge when it comes to the arts, which is great.
That's it. And so last year, the first kind of real pill testing trial happened in the ACT. And that was at Groovin' in the Moo.
Oh, right? Last year. Cool.
Yeah. Last April. So almost a year ago.
Mm.
125 individuals used the service at Groovin' in the Moo in the ACT, and a second trial is planned for this year's festival.
Just want to correct you here. It's just Groovin' in the Moo.
What did I say?
Groovin' in the Moo.
It's Groovin' in the... Oh, Groovin' in the Moo. Yeah, okay. I always say Groovin' in the Moo.
Oh, I've been many times there. It's my festival of choice.
I'm not a fan.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Anyway, not the point, though. So Tasmania, though, is looking at trialling this pill testing as well. It'll be the first one they've done in Tasmania. And as much as the government there is not necessarily very happy about the idea of it, Liberals MP Sue Hickey, she's broken ranks with her party and supported this pill testing and has called for the trial program. She says the current approaches to illicit drugs are ineffective, which I think most younger people can, understand. This is what she said. She said, consider if your child was in this situation. Would you prefer if they had one roadblock in their way through before they took that tablet? This is a life and death situation.
Gee, I haven't heard the word tablet used in this chat at all, have I? Amazing tablet. Yeah, and that makes complete sense. And I think there's got to be a long-term education process with taking pills. And in the long run, I don't think they're not going to be made legal. But
no,
in the interim,
it's not about
there
making
needs
them
to be
legal.
Some sort of safety reduction.
It's not about making them legal. It's about making sure the people are safe more than anything. What Gladys is doing by saying, just don't do it, how many, like for those who are older who are listening right now, how many of you, when your parents or someone older than you, when you were in your 20s, said, don't do this, went, oh, I better listen to that? And how many of you went, I'm not listening?
That's the thing.
Like
90% of the time, even if it's not an illegal activity, if you're told to not do something, you're probably going to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Same as underage drinking, smoking, all the rest. It still happens. It's always happened.
It's still prevalent
as
well.
I'm not sure what childhood Gladys had, but it was definitely
not a
normal
one.
Apparently
a very sheltered one, that's for
sure. Yeah, it's very debatable for sure.
Anyway, Tasmania's Dark Mofo Winter Festival, will be happening a bit later this year. We'll find out how it all goes with their pill testing and see if that gets implemented anywhere else.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch. Catch Up
with Claire and Sam.
We have the lovely Sammy from our Fun and Games department in the studio this morning, don't we?
Yes. Good morning, Sammy.
Morning, Sammy.
Morning.
Now, every Monday we are chatting to you because you are a part of the Griffith Movement, put on by Live Fit. It's a nice little 8-week challenge, which we are now in week 7 or 6?
6.
Week 6 of an 8-week challenge.
No, week 7. Started week 7.
So 2 weeks to go.
2 weeks to go.
Okay.
To count.
Awesome. Awesome stuff. And what have we gotten up to in the last week? Because we've seen some pretty good progress from you, haven't we?
Yeah, I would say some progress.
And what about in the last 7 days since we last spoke to you? What's been going on?
Well, I've gone to the gym a couple of times. I've been walking the dogs a couple of times. Just real focusing on the diet,
which is my
biggest struggle.
And they gave you like a bit of a diet plan, didn't they, as well? Like healthy foods you can use and stuff like that?
A full meal plan. So it does breakfast, lunch, dinner, and your snacks in between.
Oh, that's perfect.
So 7 days a week. And it's really good to follow. Instructions are set out step by step that anyone could cook them.
Oh, that's awesome. And so if you don't like one of the meals, can you swap it out for something else?
Yeah, like it's pretty flexible. That's just a guide. So if you don't want to eat something because you're allergic to it or you just don't like it, just substitute it with something, I don't know, from a previous week that you liked or just something that you like in general that's a bit healthy.
That's pretty cool that they give you like all that meal plan and everything as well. And of course, you get access to the gym and you've got stuff on weekends. Now, what did you have this weekend that's just been?
So we did a practice barrier test. So the barrier test we do right at the start and at the end. So we basically do 3 laps of Kalina Oval and you time it. So you do it at the start, then you do it at the end to see the progress that you've made in between.
So is it a run?
Run, walk.
Okay, cool.
So this practice one, can you give us times?
So we didn't time the practice one.
Oh, you're not allowed to know until, not allowed to time until the end.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, fair
enough. I did run more this time.
Do you feel more, you know, confident than better times?
I think so. I think I should go better.
Yeah.
I don't want to oversell myself, but I think I should go better. I
mean, Kalina's that oval out there, Ted Scobie, it's quite big.
Yeah. It is. And when they do it, you're not allowed to actually walk around the walking path. You actually have to do the road when you go uphill because it actually adds like an extra hill and a bit bigger area to run around.
Good. Yeah, right.
And it's steeper.
Okay. And Sammy, now you've been doing weigh-ins and things like that. How are you going with that?
Yeah, good. I've lost every week, but I'll leave the amount until the end.
Ooh.
I love how in this instance, losing is winning.
It's
great. Yeah, I like that. So we're not going to find out your final weight until, what, week 8? The end of it.
Okay.
Good
well, Sammy,
stuff.
You've got 2 more weeks to go of the 8-week challenge. Are you feeling confident?
I think I am. I think I'm a little bit behind where I wanted to be, but I did have an injury and I was away for a week.
Yeah. Mm. So those things come into play as well, hey?
Yes.
Most importantly, you're feeling better in the head, mentally, all there. I know sometimes you're not. But.
Oh, yeah. I went shopping on the weekend and it was so much easier to fit into jeans.
Oh, good.
Nice.
That's what we're here for. Awesome.
Well, Sammy, we'll catch up with you again on Monday next week. See how you went with the actual barrier test and we'll find out your final weights and things like that very soon as well.
Yes. Yeah, so just reminding everyone that the barrier test is this Saturday before Rewind in the Vine. So nice and early at 8 a.m.
Not bad. It's going to be a big day for some people.
Yeah.
At least it's not Sunday morning.
It is better than being Sunday morning.
Yeah. That's a very good point.
Thanks,
you're getting up with Claire and Sam. Thanks, Sammy.
Thanks.
Want more Claire and Sam? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.